Isaiah chapter 2. The vision that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it will come to pass in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's Jehovah's house temple will be established in the top of the mountains, and will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow into it. And many people will go and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord Jehovah, to the house temple of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Because the law will go forth out of Zion, Jerusalem, and the word of the Lord Jehovah, from Jerusalem. And he will judge among the nations, and will rebuke many people, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, and let us walk in the light of the Lord Jehovah. Therefore you have forsaken your people the house of Jacob, because they are full of the ways from the east, and are soothsayers, fortune-tellers, like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, there is no end of their treasures, their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man bows down, and the great man humbles himself, therefore do not forgive them. Enter into the caves of the rock, and hide yourself in the dust, because of the fear of Lord Jehovah, and because of the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man will be humbled, and the arrogance of men will be bowed down, and the Lord Jehovah alone will be exalted in that day. Because the day of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts' armies, will come upon everyone who is proud and lofty, and upon everyone who is lifted up. And he will be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon, that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan. And upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up. And upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall. And upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures. And the loftiness of man will be bowed down, and the arrogance of men will be made low, and the Lord Jehovah alone will be exalted in that day. And the idols he will completely abolish. And they will go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, because of the fear of the Lord Jehovah, and because of the glory of his majesty, when he arises to violently shake the earth. In that day a man will cast his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which each one made for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats. To go into the clefts of the rocks, and into the tops of the ragged rocks, because of the fear of the Lord Jehovah, and because of the glory of his majesty, when he arises to violently shake the earth. Do not trust in man, whose breath is in his nostrils, in what is he to be valued?